as 21 Pilots said, but now we're stressed out. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You
Welcome to episode 39 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am one of your hosts, Pete, and sitting alongside me, back in studio, is my lovely wife, Gretchen. And we're a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. Are you rusty?
I am. I feel like I haven't done this in a long time.
It has been a little while.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that a couple episodes ago. We had a short
right
piece with us.
Yeah.
But then you were gone, and I
was
did
gone.
That. So a couple of big interviews in between,
mm-hmm.
Susan Hurd and Amy Weirman.
Which I listened to.
Wow.
I know. I didn't listen to us. Like, so we did the intro for Susan, right? I didn't listen to us. I fast forward. I can't listen to myself. I couldn't do it. I tried. I was like, nope, fast forward.
What did you think of the interviews?
I thought the interviews were great.
I mean, despite the interviewer.
Yes, I thought the women were awesome.
I know. Every time I post, I'm just like, well, ignore me. I'm like Charlie Brown's teacher. I'm just trying to set up a question usually.
Yeah, I mean, both extremely strong women in their own way. And I mean, it's just, it's amazing what how people can endure and push through. And I still can't believe Amy in the swimming. That just blows my mind.
Isn't it? And it's so funny because what we didn't talk about, and I didn't talk about with you, but before we started recording, Amy was like, hey, could you take it easy on the, this is crazy? Like, people already think that it's like bad enough and we're trying to make it more normal. And she has a really good point, right?
No, to her, yeah, it is normal.
It's normal.
Just, but it's just like the thought of like going out in like 40 degree water temperature and swimming for 6 hours. Or just swimming 6 hours, you know, just
I was going to say it could be bathtub temperature.
Yeah,
and it still seems.
Swimming for 6 hours is just amazing to me. And that's, I mean, I love it. I think it's great. I was trying to think like while I was listening to the Amy interview, I'm like, you know, I grew up in the water. We used to go, you know, in Lake Michigan, we go to the dunes or, you know, and we would just, you'd just be in the water all, you know, all time. And, you know, went to school in Miami and I was always at the pool or again at the beach in the ocean at that point. And so I was trying to think of like, could I do it? I'm like, you know, with training, obviously, I think I could. And I'm like, would I want to be swimming for 6 hours? I'm like, I don't know.
Well, but put that aside for a second. Would you want to swim for 30 minutes that way in open water?
Yeah, open water would scare me, honestly. Like growing up, you know, on sailboats in Lake Michigan, and, you know, we would always, when the sailboat would heel over, you'd always like stretch to put your toes in the water. And or if a race was postponed, you know, because lack of wind or something like that, people would always jump in the water. And here you are in the middle of Lake Michigan and, you know, people would jump in. I would go in for like a second. But even though I know it's, well, first of all, it's Lake Michigan, there's no sharks, there's nothing that's going to eat me, I still had this fear because of like, you can't touch the bottom. Like, I just, like, swimming pool, 10 feet, 12 feet down, I have no problem with. But, like, that open abyss, like, there is that fear for me.
You're not exactly an ambassador for open water swimming right now. Amy won't be happy with that.
But no, but I commend, I wish that I didn't have that fear because I think it's great. And I wish I didn't have that fear and I could do it. And maybe it's something, you know, overcome. And maybe if my father threw me in the ocean, you know, the lake more often, because he did throw us in quite often. But maybe if he didn't throw us in the lake, I wouldn't have that fear.
That sounds more like a punishment.
No, he was trying to help us learn how to swim.
Yeah, again, punishment. I think the interesting part of that, though, is Lake Michigan. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, to you, Lake Michigan's open water. To me, that's insane. Like, swimming in that is just, I don't know. I think of it more like these, not that the lake that Amy's talking about swimming in is small by any, by any means, but at the same time, I think it's calmer waters.
Yes.
Than what Lake, I mean, Lake Michigan is
Lake
a beast.
Michigan, yeah. And you, like I said, it was no wind, right? And so that's when it's like flat glass, you know, and so you can jump in without a fear of like the riptide or waves or something like that. But yeah, still, I mean, I wish I could, I think it's awesome. I mean, I just, it was a very cool, and I guess I didn't realize that people did that either, you know, like just swim like that. I had no idea. So it was quite eye-opener.
Well, they had to do something to train to go like the English Channel. And then there's people that swim across things like Lake Michigan, I think.
I don't know if anyone's ever done that.
Or maybe around the border of it. I don't know. I do know that there's a lot of people that like to swim. And there's those designated swimming areas in Lake Michigan.
Right.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. But, you know, don't forget we have freighters and all that wonderful stuff that go through. So I don't know if anyone's, that's a good Google. If anyone swim across, and like maybe someone had, but maybe at the southern tip, like, you know, where it's not as far.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even think about Lake Michigan until you mentioned it. Like, to me, that's just a little bit different of an animal.
Yeah.
But either way.
Yeah, but still.
I mean,
yeah,
Susan's strength and what she did, I thank them both.
I would probably still be curled up in a ball somewhere. I don't know how you continue, but she had her daughter, so that's how she continued. So.
Well, a lot of internal strength and a good tribe around her. And she didn't at first, right? So that's the other thing. It does take time to heal and recover. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of forgiving of yourself, I think, in that situation, too. So, all right. Well, you're back. So we have no wine.
No wine.
It is hotter than blazes
it's
out there.
So hot.
I wanted to use other words, but PG.
Yeah.
Or at least I'm trying.
Yeah. And I have like a little bit of a sinus headache going on right now. So it's like wine probably wouldn't.
Not the best. So
wouldn't help very well.
We're both hydrating with some water.
Yes.
Good H2O.
Good
vintage.
H2O, yeah.
Vintage June.
Lake Michigan water.
29th, 2018. So we'll jump right into views from the couch. Has there been...
Well, so...
What's going on?
So, I've been traveling, right? So, I was visiting my friend Anne down in Arizona. She lives in Glendale. She had twin boys. 3 months ago, in March, she had twin boys. They were 2 months early. So now I guess they kind of like their adjusted age is 1 month, essentially. Like, you know, that's how it's really weird how they do that, you know, because they're so early. They're like, yeah, they were early, but their due date was this date. So technically they're only really like 1 month, even though they're 3 months old. They're really only 1 month adjusted because of like development and stuff. So, you know, the doctors were very like clear. And I remember, you know, Heather going through this too, when she had her boys. And so there's always this adjustment period. So it's really,
but I mean, that has to even
me.
Out at some point.
I would. Yeah.
It's
I
not
would,
like a horse. Where right. It's just, they just all
eventually
turn
they
one
can,
on
they,
January 1st.
They'll catch up, but they are, you know, everyone's like, oh, have a great vacation. And I'm like, I'm going down to help my friend with twins. I'm like, I don't think it's as a vacation per se, because I did help. I mean, I changed diapers. I did not get up over the night during the night with them. She did that because she is breastfeeding. So she has to pump and feed them and stuff. But I did feed them.
Did she try to get you to get up with her?
No, she didn't ask. And it's so funny because when
did she stand right outside the door with a screaming child
screaming
until you woke up?
No, I woke up. It was like the mom instinct kind of woke you up. Like you hear a screaming baby. Like the first thing you do is like sit up like, what's wrong? And you're like, oh, wait, that's not my kid. I don't have to get up. But I still did. But it was funny because when I got there, you know, I immediately asked to help. I'm like, what can I do? Can you want me to feed one of the boys? You want me to burp them? You know, all this stuff, right? And because, you know, she's bottle feeding them, but she's bottle feeding them with breast milk supplemented with formula. And so when she feeds them, she has to pump at the same time to stay on schedule with them so she can produce enough to feed them. So she feeds them, you know, like she's got them on either side and she's got them propped up and she's holding the bottles and she's pumping. I mean, it's the most bizarre thing to watch. But then it's like they're done before she's done. And so then it's like, okay, how do you burp them, right? And so, you know, I would step in at that point and help burp and all that stuff. And, you know, she's got a method. You have to figure it out, right? She's a single mom, and so she figures it out. But it was they're the cutest little boys. And, like, for a split second, I was like, oh, wouldn't it be nice to have another baby?
Your next husband might think it is.
That's what you said. That was your response. But then I was like, oh, wait. They require a lot of attention at that age. It's like you forget. You're like, oh, you can't do anything.
I did not forget, just so we're clear.
I did. Because it is sweet to hold them and, like, they're the Absolutely. Snuggles. I mean, you know, Michaela still snuggles and I love that. But, you know, there's nothing like, you know, I had Ian, like, he was just like, he was my buddy. Like, he's like, you know what? You have the best shoulder in the whole world. I'm just going to sleep here and snuggle here. And I had, you know, at one point I actually had both of them because Anne was, I let her take a shower. She's like, I'm on a shower once a week schedule.
I was going to say, she hadn't showered in 3 months.
Or? I know. I'm like, and the boys, they aren't loving the pacifier yet. So it was kind of, you know, like, this pacifier is a savior or a thumb. If you're going to go thumb or pacifier, whichever is always, but the boys, they're not feeling it right yet. But anyway, so we did a lot of TV watching while I was with Anne. We watched The Crown a few times, you know, a little bit. We binged that. But then I kind of binged on Marvel. We did Thor. We did Black Panther. We did a bunch of movies. So it was I fell behind on all my reality shows while I was gone. But I caught up really fast. So I'm not sure what's going on. I asked Linda. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, am I missing some show that I forgot that I watched? But
we cut the cord and now you don't have them set up, right?
Well, it's different because what I would do is Comcast says, here's what was on TV last night. So you can go to Monday night and it shows you all the TV shows that ran during primetime on Monday night. And so that's how I would, like, remind myself, oh, I watched the show. I know it's weird. It's like, seriously, you can't remember what reality shows you watch, but it was so I rely on Linda now. So, but yeah, so I'm caught up on them. You know, not much.
We ask a lot of her. She's a patron.
I know.
And your personal
TV
guide.
And she's my personal TV guide. I know. She says there's a new show coming up that we have to watch. It's called The 7-Year Itch. Can you imagine what that means?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be podcast.
I think it's okay. I don't know. So it's about these couples and they switch partners after 7 years.
Again, that doesn't sound appropriate depending on.
We'll have to wait. It comes out. It's on Lifetime. It's on Lifetime. So it can't be that bad. It's Lifetime, for crying out loud. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. So she says we have to watch that coming. That starts in the middle of July.
Well, and Big Brother started. Lily is super happy.
Yeah, she's probably very upset that we're recording tonight instead of watching last night's Big Brother.
I don't think she's staying awake.
I know,
to
she's
watch
pretty
an episode.
Exhausted.
She spent the night with her cousin and looks like she's pretty tired. Both of them look pretty tired.
I told her, I'm like, hey, you know, if you don't want to go to the farmer's market, she's like, no. I'm like, I figured you'd want to sleep. I'm like, I'll go, just be ready. Because she wants to go to gymnastics and everything tomorrow. But so I pretty much caught up on all my shows, I think.
I'm assuming while you were in Arizona, there's not a lot of steps going on.
Well, there's the steps with the pacing to calm the crying child. You remember those. So there was some steps with that respect. And then I actually got Anne out. You know, we ventured and we did some mall walking. So we walked the mall a few days.
Did you put on a fanny pack?
We did not have the fanny pack going, but we did do some mall walking. So, you know, we did. I got her out of the house a little bit, but it's not like I was going outside because it was 115 degrees out. And she doesn't have a treadmill. So it was more sedative. You know, I didn't really get her. I tried to move as much as I could, you know, moving with the baby because they like that movement anyways. But yeah, no, it was pretty. And, you know, as far as the diet, you know, I talked to you about, I was a little concerned, but, you know, I did well. We had sushi one day and I had some enchiladas, but other than that, I mean, I ate my eggs, I had my Starbucks and, you know, when I came home, I didn't weigh myself right away. So I was, you know, but I weighed myself the next day and I was still at, so I pretty sure I gained, but I lost it right away and I was back down to my all time low. So I was, you know, pretty proud of myself for that. So.
Well, I mean, if you have a few of those things, I'm not sure that's such a
No.
It's not a bad thing,
no,
right?
No, and it was fine. And, you know, and I enjoyed every bite that I took.
Well, that's what I was going to say, right? Is if you're going to do it,
and I made my choices.
And enjoy it.
Like, we went out for Indian food one night, and, you know, they had the garlic naan bread, which is, like, the best. I mean, it's so good. And we had the rice, and I didn't eat any of it. I chose not to eat it because I didn't – I chose not to eat. I had, you know, I was pretty sure the dish I picked a barbecue chicken dish. So I'm sure there was some sugar in the sauce of some sort, but it really didn't taste that sweet. So, but, you know, I was careful with my choices. Like, you know, when I first got there, I was like, oh, Mexican. Yeah, we're getting enchiladas. I'm going to eat the chips. It was a long day of travel. You know, my body was all messed up, but, you know, I made the right choices, I felt. So, but it was a good trip. I did find a new show that I'm going to start to binge. Once Grace and Frankie's over on Netflix for my treadmill, it's called Rain. I think it's a CW show, but it's about Mary Queen of Scots, and you know me, I love that kind of stuff. So I'm enjoying. So I binged that on the plane.
I mean, there's no way with Hulu, Amazon Prime, and Netflix that we run out of things to watch.
No, I think what we're going to do is run out of data to watch all this stuff.
Well, I mean, that's something that definitely we need to take a hard look at.
But yeah, so I will take better. I'll take copious notes as far as the reality shows, because there are some good ones that are starting up again. Shaw's the Sunset. OC is Real Housewives. OC is starting. They're always good for some goodness. So yeah, but
is that the is which one is the like the OG of those shows?
The OC.
It's OC.
OC is the OG. OG. Yeah, right. Yeah. They always call Vicky the OG because she's like the very first housewife, and she's been on since the very beginning. So.
Was it just about her? Or was there always more than
no?
One?
There's always more than one.
It wasn't the Real Housewife.
No,
it's always the housewives.
Housewives, yes. So yeah,
very interesting. Well, I've had a lot going on. And we'll talk about a little bit of while you are gone when we get to the next little segment. But in the meantime, I've had some really good training runs. I did skip a few while you were gone.
Yeah,
it just didn't work out. And
well, you had pretty bad weather, so getting outside.
Yeah, and just a lot of stuff with work, and mm-hmm. I mean, just a lot of things happen. So
life happens.
It does. Life does happen. But I did catch up. Very quickly, I got in a great 10-mile run, and I've gotten in a good tempo run, a good speed work today. Maybe I shouldn't have gone in the heat.
Yeah, I really think you probably should have gone first thing this morning.
I got scolded.
Yeah,
by Andy.
Good. Well, I scolded you too.
Yeah, Andy, but I was okay. I mean, when I first got in, I needed a minute.
I was on a conference call, and I thought you were going to die. But I was talking to my controller, so I'm like, okay, what do? Save my husband or talk work?
Well, you chose the right thing. You just kept talking to work.
I talk work.
I was fine. I just needed to lay down for a minute. I cut the cool down short by like a third of a mile because I had nailed the pace that I needed to with the speed work on 6x2 minutes with a 1 minute rest. And I got the pace that I was supposed to. So given that, I think I've adapted a lot to the heat. And today was crazy. I mean, the feels like was 103 with a dew point of 75. Not my brightest move. And I guess the point is, I think that sometimes we glorify these things. And I was more or less joking because Kevin had posted the night before he had done speed work in 101 degree heat. Feels like, right? And yeah. I'm like, oh, I feel like you're calling me out. And, you know, I did a lot of it tongue-in-cheek. It's when I could run today.
Right.
So that's when I could run. And I could, the only option is to get up earlier.
Right.
And I need to work on that.
Yeah.
So that with this hot weather, although it was super hot then too.
Yeah.
It just wasn't as hot.
Right.
But I need to think about it. But it just shows how much I don't like the treadmill that I'm willing to go out there and suffer in that stuff. Well, that's the wrong word. You know, I chose that. So suffer is probably not the right word. I chose to go out there and be uncomfortable.
Yes.
Right. And you know, the big thing to me is we don't want to glorify it. Right. I did it. I'm proud that I got it done, but I should have done it in a smarter way, probably. And I will look at that going forward. Tomorrow, I need to get up and get it done. I got a 10K on the books at easy pace, marathon pace to easy pace. And I got to get it done early because we have my grandma's 95th birthday party.
Yeah.
And she's 95 today. So she does not listen to podcasts.
She does not.
But happy birthday, Graham. she's definitely one of the heroes in my life. So it's pretty special to be able to celebrate something like that.
Yeah.
The kids are super blessed to know their great grandma.
Yeah, for
sure. The one grandparent, great grandparent that survives, right? So it's really, really cool. And in between all this training, which has been going well, I kind of turned the corner, I feel, on it. And I'm back on track. In between all that, Daniel and I went on a couple of hikes.
Yeah, you had your special father-son time.
Yeah, so every year with the kids, I give them part of their birthday gift is just a couple of days, a day or two with me, which I know sounds more like a punishment. but they get to
rule.
They get to pick what they do, and Daniel likes to go hiking.
Yeah,
Which is phenomenal. Lily and I have to do our trip yet for this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she likes to go like either downtown Chicago this year she wants to go antiquing, and yep, we're going to LeClaire. Last year we went to an antique shop too, but it was in Chicago.
Yeah, you guys were downtown.
So Daniel and I went to Starved Rock, which is a state park in Illinois and an absolutely beautiful setting. And for us, it's hilly. It does have some elevation.
It also has stairs. I remember. Did you guys do all the like stairs too?
Well, not all of them. But I mean, we went to some different parts that you and I hadn't gone before.
Oh, very cool.
So that was great. You know, we hiked for 6.5 miles and got, I think it was just under 800 feet of elevation. So not a ton in that kind of distance, but more than if we walked around the neighborhood, yeah, we'd get like 12 feet. So... You know, there was a lot. It was hot. And, you know, but we did a lot of hiking. And that day I had my Garmin on, so I kind of know what the statistics were. Mm-hmm. Right. And it was really nice and not super strenuous.
Yeah.
He would go bounding up and down stairs and I would just trudge along. But I carried the backpack.
Yeah. You know,
so I've got the extra 15 plus pounds on my back.
Next year he carries the backpack.
He carried it for one little short stint, but I carried it for the most part over the 2 days, and it was great. I didn't mind that at all. It kind of reminded me of what it feels like to put weight on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right.
and then the second day we went to, I don't know how it's said. It's either Matheson or Mathiason.
I think it's Matheson.
And that was a much more kind of rustic hike. I had never been there before, and there was a lot of trails that were super muddy. A lot of water crossings, if you want to do them.
Yeah.
So it was more technical and we had a great time. I mean, we really did. So we also ended up going to Buffalo Rock State Park, which I don't know. Like I need to understand that one better if I ever want to go back.
A little research.
Yeah. I mean, we did see Buffalo, but
yeah,
I mean, they're in a cage, kind of like a big cage, but a cage nonetheless. Like it's not like they're roaming free. So, you know, another 6 miles-ish that day. And I did tempo work the first day when we went to Starved Rock. I got up in the morning and did tempo work.
You did.
And before going out. So I think we were like 33,000 steps or something for that day for me. It was a lot. And it's really a good workout. I mean, my heart rate stayed fairly low for me. So I think I'm getting a little bit better shape.
Yeah.
And, it's not strenuous, but it's taxing, right?
Yeah.
And my calves are definitely feeling the effects of going up and down all these,
right,
you know, inclines and hills and stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not used to it. So it was really a lot of fun. And I think it will only help improve my training to do things like that. And I was saying to Andy that, you know, it really, when you get out there and do those paths, it makes you think about ultra marathons a lot.
No, for sure.
You know, trail marathons.
Yeah.
Or ultra marathons. So, I don't know. I'm all over the board with what my goals are. So, I finally said I just need to get through these next three races. I have three races on the calendar. And once I'm through those, then
you can talk.
Then we'll talk. But
exactly.
You know, and so we've added a race. And I don't know if we talked about this or if I talked about this or not on the podcast. I can't remember. But Daniel and I are doing a 10K relay that's on a track in Naperville on the 15th of July, so Sunday the 15th.
Yeah.
And it is basically where each person runs a 400-meter leg, so a quarter mile, and then you pass a baton, literally, and then the next person goes, and you wait, and then you go. So you do 12 laps, and then the whoever went first does the 13th lap.
So how? So 400, so do you have to, like, run across the track to get to, because 400 isn't around the whole track, is it? Okay, so 400's a...
400 meters is a standard track.
It's a standard track.
Outdoor, outdoor track. Indoor tracks are typically 200 meters.
Got it. Okay. All right. So you run in a circle.
Yeah. So if you go to, like, the high school,
That's 400.
It's a 400 meter.
So I was thinking, like, that was, like, halfway around. I'm like, wait, so you have to, like, cross the field to get... I'm like, how is that going to work out? So got it. All right.
No, it's a four... That's 400 meters. So it's pretty cool, though.
That'd be fun.
I'm really looking forward to that. And then 2 weeks later, we have a 5K in Toronto.
Yeah.
And then in August, I've got my half marathon in Madison.
We should probably plan that, no? Or are you just going to go? We have to discuss that, don't we?
I thought you were going.
I thought I was going too, but I don't think we have a hotel room yet.
I thought I did.
Oh. Okay.
Well, we're going to have to look all this up.
Because that's August, right?
Yeah, and maybe you're not going.
Maybe I'm not going because maybe that's like bored and all that stuff. Maybe that's work for me. I don't know. I guess we'll have to. This is thrilling podcast for everyone.
Well,
I'm
people
sure.
want to know how we plan our lives.
This is what we do.
We've warned people. This is the only time we talk. So
proof in case if they're in still point listening, right here.
If they're still listening, it's free, and you know we warned you.
Yeah,
so
kind
of
we went
own
back
problem.
And forth. We went back and forth about the Madison one.
It's not a goal race for me, but I think you ended up wanting to go, and I think we've got a room booked. I think that is where it ended up.
Okay. We should make sure we have a room.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure we do.
Okay.
And then
what percentage are you sure?
I'm gonna go with like 80.
80. Okay. That's a good percentage.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. Yeah, we should look that up.
Yeah, but at least we're not stressed about it.
When is it? August what?
I don't know. I can't have my phone on me during the podcast or else it buzzes. So I don't know.
Yeah, we got our our stuff together, don't we?
It's in August. Oh, you know what though? There's this thing called Google. And you can use it.
To
look things up right on the computer.
Are you sure you actually signed up for it? Because remember, you thought you signed up for something in the race before and you didn't. So.
Well, I don't know how that happened. But on the Madison one, the answer is yes. So Madison. I need an assistant.
No, you do not need an assistant. Where's Michaela when you need her?
It's funny. You know, I listen to that Ton Junk Miles podcast, which I absolutely love, and not clean podcast.
No.
So be ready for the F-bombs. But really a lot of fun to listen to those guys talk. And they're always joking because, like, Joe Rogan, you know Joe Rogan is.
Yeah.
He's got a huge podcast. And he's got this guy that's always in the background, like, looking things up for him and, like, just knows to say it.
We need
We need one. I don't know if his name on Joe Rogan is Jamie or not, because I really don't listen to Joe Rogan right now. But they always say it's Jamie.
We need to like, it's like Crimerica, you know. We need an intern.
We need a podcast intern. You know what? I could use one of those. So it's August 18th.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know why that would be like, oh, I mean, what is it?
No, I was just like thinking,
it's
like,
mid-August,
right? Mid-August.
So not hot at all.
No. Well, you know, we're going north a little bit. So I think I do remember saying that I wanted to go with, that we'd go.
Yeah. So,
but I don't remember.
It'll be hilly and hot. And I'm not going for a PR or anything. I'm just going to have some fun.
Right. Because it's a cool race.
And will I get a medal?
Right. And that's why you're
the
going.
The Big Ten Challenge or whatever it is. The Illini Badger Challenge.
Exactly.
So looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So I alluded to it briefly there. Stress. So while you were gone, I was stressed out.
You always get a new appreciation whenever I leave and you're single dadding it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't leave.
Usually at this point, like, my boss is out of town, so usually I end up having to go to New York and you're like, we're all just going to go with.
Oh, yeah. If you've got to leave town again, we're all going. We're all going. Or we're getting a nanny. No, I mean, I love the extra time with Michaela.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. So that part of it is fine.
Right.
Like, it's all the other stuff that happened, right?
Right.
And I had a lot of stress. And I've had some stress. And whether that's self-induced or not, it's a fact. I felt stressed, right? So for me, when I get stressed, and I think there's a lot of people who are overweight that have this problem, I eat.
Yes.
Junk.
Yes.
Are you the same? You don't get stressed as much as I do. Anywhere near. You're pretty easygoing.
No, the opposite for me. I get stressed, I don't eat.
I don't know any science behind that. But I do.
So I just derailed the entire segment.
No, not at all. Because I think it proves the point, right? That we're all N equals one.
Right.
And I think that there's a lot to be said, though, that either practice, overeating or not eating are both
not good.
Poor choices for health, right?
Agreed.
And when you don't eat,
I get a little cranky.
Yeah, just a little. So I started thinking, is there a connection between stress and weight, right? And specifically for me, weight gain, because I had been gaining weight. I had eaten poorly, but even when I got it back on track and I was stressed, I was still gaining weight.
Right.
And I mean, I got up to the point where I gained like 10 pounds and that was ridiculous. And so I needed to get a handle on it. And I was more curious because that's how I am.
Yeah.
So I go out and I start reading as much as I can in spare time on the subjects,
right?
Of stress and weight and how it's kind of comes together. And there is a connection, not for everybody, obviously, but there's a connection for a lot of us between stress and eating poorly and gaining weight. So there's a couple of reasons for it, right? So first, when you get stressed, you have a fight or flight response.
Mm-hmm.
Your body believes that you're burning calories even when you're not during that flight or fight response. Crazy.
Yeah.
Right? But that is, it's just the way your body perceives things are, you know, hey, you've burned calories. So you need to eat. And I was like, wow, that's crazy, right? Because now you're going to overeat.
Right.
Is basically what that comes down to. Because you do have enough calories potentially. Now you're going to go and you're going to overeat. So that was one that I was really surprised to read about. And
mm-hmm.
I read about it in, you know, a few different places and talked to a doctor friend who said, yep, that is one of the things that does happen.
Hmm.
So kind of interesting,
that
right?
That is interesting. Never would have thought that.
So you think that you need to replenish calories that you don't need
that
to replenish.
That you really don't need.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
So the second thing I knew more about through all my reading, kind of leading up to us going with this lifestyle of watching our intake of sugar and refined carbohydrates, I've decided to start saying that versus...
Refined?
Well, and I understand NSNG is pretty close to that.
Yeah.
No sugar, no grains. But I think that there is a place and time maybe for some grains for us.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not consistent, right? But it's more about refined carbohydrates. So you don't get fat for the most part from eating fruit and vegetables.
Right.
Especially vegetables. Maybe some people with fruit.
Yeah.
But anyway, this I knew a lot more about. So when you get stressed out, your body produces a substance called cortisol.
Okay.
Cortisol.
Not to be confused with Cortisone.
With what?
Cortisone.
The wine?
Yeah. No? All right. Continue on.
What are you talking about? Wine?
No. The cream. Cortisone.
No. It's exactly that.
Oh, it's the same cream?
Well, it's not the same thing, but
because you said cortisol, not cortisone.
So, yeah, but it's a steroid basically. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's the same. It's the basically the same kind of thing. So okay. Your body, it's a protection mechanism. It's a stress hormone.
Okay.
Is basically what it comes down to, right? Which is similar to when you take like cortisone shots.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a similarity there.
Oh.
And during that time where you're stressed out, your cortisol levels go up. Okay.
Okay.
When that happens, you're going to get an increase in your insulin levels.
Okay.
We've talked about before that really insulin plays a huge role in weight gain.
Yes.
If your insulin is high, you're going to have some weight gain here.
Right.
What it also does at that, when your insulin goes high, you crave sugary foods.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? Are you going to grab an apple?
Yes.
Or are you going to grab a candy bar?
Apple.
You're a liar. And so you're going to reach for comfort foods, right?
Right. Yeah, 100%.
You're going to reach for cookies.
Yep.
So there's a reason that when you get stressed, your body is actually producing a response that's spiking your insulin, making you think that you're hungry and craving the foods that are sugary. Amazing.
That's
right?
Pretty cool.
So now we have, well, it's not cool.
That's so interesting.
So now basically what we've got is we've got this time where you're that's what your body's craving. Now there's this other piece of this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
that the only way to turn off this little switch that goes on off in some people's brains, and this goes off in my brain, and you and I, you know this actually.
Yeah.
Some people can't turn off this switch, which makes you feel uncomfortable, twitchy. You can't sleep. You're just, it's this complete and utter like nervousness and discomfort until you have something to eat. And if it's not sugar, it's probably not going to work. It's like a lock and a key.
Yeah.
And the only key to open that lock is sugar.
Hmm.
And so when that happens now, and it does to me, you know, that used to happen to me a lot more.
Yeah,
It's happened a couple of times recently. One time while you were gone, and where I was so agitated. There was no way I was going to sleep. So I just got up and got something that had sugar in it, and next thing you know, I've calmed down and I'm ready to go to sleep.
Interesting.
So there's a lot going on when you get stressed out.
Yeah.
You know, having consistently higher insulin levels will lead to weight gain, and we can get into that at another point. We've talked about it a little before.
Yeah, we have.
But there's a lot behind that. But there's a basically at this point a learned response from your body when you get stressed, right? Hmm. That you're going to crave sugary foods. Some people crave fatty foods. And I'm not talking about an avocado. I'm talking about a deep fried,
avocado.
You know, a deep fried avocado. I'm talking about, you know, deep fried bacon, right? You crave the worst of the fatty foods. It's more where it's kind of dripping and unnatural fat, right?
Right. Right.
So you've got this going on. So in this guy Sean Talbot, who's a nutritional biochemist, in other words, super smart.
He's kind of smart.
Yeah, sounds super smart. He came up with this equation basically that says more stress equals more cortisol equals higher appetite for junk food equals more belly fat. That's the bottom line, right? So what do you do?
So can you break this cycle of like unlocking without having to have that sugary goodness?
So that is where that's the path I went down, right? And there is a lot of really hokey advice around what to do.
Meditation.
Correct. Which isn't, I mean.
You like your meditation.
I do. I meditate every day still.
Yeah, you like your meditation.
I'm not saying that meditation is hokey.
No,
what
it's
I
not.
Should say is the responses are hokey because it's like, well,
duh.
Dude, if I could meditate at that moment.
Right. What else? Let's see. Meditation.
Well,
what else?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Basically, willpower.
Willpower. Yeah, but I mean, if you're laying there, like, unable to sleep and all, like, you're now fixating on it.
Right. Yeah, I
mean. Wouldn't it be better just to, you know, cave in, have that small piece of chocolate, satisfy that urge, that craving, and then go to sleep?
So that I think in the moment, the answer is always going to be yes. But for a lot of us, that's going to start a vicious cycle, right?
Well, you have to have the control not to do it every night.
So eventually, it's going to come down to willpower.
Yep.
Self-control, willpower, right? Avoiding it. So the answers that are given are meditation, willpower, drink some water is a big one. Exercise is a big one. And all of these things, I'm not saying that any of those things aren't true.
Right.
Right? But in the end, I think, unfortunately, because it's a body's natural reaction, that it is really, really difficult to find a way to break that kind of a cycle.
Yeah.
You might have allergies. Your eyes are like all red.
Oh, my sinus is like, I'm like out of control right now. Like it's like,
yeah, but your
pressure.
Eyes are,
oh, my eyes are, I feel so tired. My eyes like are like, I honestly, the light, like we're in our normal basement, but like the lights are like hurting my eyes right now. I just think it's,
you're a wreck.
I'm a mess, but hopefully.
Well, we're almost done.
Hopefully
thankfully.
Our listeners weren't noticed how much of I'm a mess. But,
well, it's not a video podcast. So you're,
God, no one wants to see that. I was going to say something.
What was that?
It was going to be so profound too. I have no idea.
What do the housewives do when they get stressed to not eat? Because they're all about 4 pounds.
I know, right? They that's the thing is they do eat, but it's so weird. They're also little.
Do they purge?
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, I looked up a lot of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And for some people, for the way we eat, right, which normally doesn't include those types of foods, honestly, it took a lot of stress to get me to that point.
Yeah.
For the most part, I can overcome it now. I can just say, look, I'm going to sleep. So when I get to the point where it's that bad, I know that it's at a point where I'm going to just have to cave. And if I cave, okay, as long as I don't cave the next day. And I have to be honest, it's given me more focus the next morning.
Well, that's good.
To be really, really on it. And what's amazing is it's not like I wake up hungry.
No.
So it's not like, that's the other piece of it. I finally gave myself a break during this because I have this weird irrational fear, and I think I've mentioned it before, where if I have a bad meal or a bad two meals, or I cave and have that, you know, that ice cream or candy bar, that I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be 40 pounds heavier.
Right, exactly.
Like just magically that one mess
up.
That
one bite is going to.
It's going to mess up everything that I've done. And that's just not true.
No. Yeah. I mean, obviously I get stressed. It's hard for me. When I get stressed, I don't eat. I just don't eat. And that's my problem. Like and then I get cranky and then I get more stressed. And then it's just a vicious cycle for me in that respect. But sometimes how I get myself out of it is sometimes I just go to sleep myself. Like I just reset my body by going to bed and I wake up and then I have my breakfast and I'm better for it. But sometimes I just don't want to eat because I got too much stuff going on. Whether it's I'm too busy and I feel like I don't have time to stop and eat, or it's just like I just don't want to deal with it. So I'm just going to not eat.
Yeah, I think during the day it's easier for me to resist and, you know, have something else to eat and kind of get over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's at night.
It's at night when you have your issues.
Yeah, it's at night where I have those issues.
Where
right?
I have no problem falling asleep.
Right. And right. If I could go to sleep when I get stressed, it would be like 10 in the morning. but the bottom line is I don't have good advice for how do you avoid it. I think that you've got to find what works for you
too.
A little bit. And maybe drinking water will work for you. Maybe meditating will work for you. Maybe having willpower every time will work for you. For me, my willpower gets worn down too fast in those situations, and I'd rather save it for another thing. So I have,
right.
But I caved once or twice, and then I got right back on it.
Right.
And it wasn't like the rest of the day was ruined. That's the other piece of it. So it becomes a vicious cycle when, well, I had a candy bar today, so I think I'll just have another candy bar now. And
And then I think
I'll go out for, you know, I'll go get that, you know, giant 15-foot burrito tonight.
Right.
And get that huge Chinese dish that, you know, is full of fried chicken that I love. And that's, I think that for a lot of us, and for me, I can speak for in particular, in the past, that's how I thought.
Right.
Right. I've ruined today. So why not just ruin today? Just
really do it in. Yeah. And you don't do that anymore. Like you have, like you say, you might have that one candy bar to kind of reset yourself, but you're not continuing the habit.
No, you jump right back on it. So if you have one bad thing, you can get back on track and then 90-some% of your day was good.
Yep.
And you can't beat yourself up about the one thing that's going on. The problem is if you do it every single day, eventually it's going to wear out.
Yeah.
And for us, we don't want to not be fat adapted. Like
right.
it makes our lives better.
Yes.
When we're fat adapted. So,
agreed.
So I really got into like kind of how does stress work. And when I figured out this whole lock and key, right, there's a lock that's going on and I'm inside this cage and the only way for me to get out is to have sugar. The only key that fits is sugar.
Yeah.
And I think that we've got to look out for those moments. And the piece that I'll add here is I think that you need to catch stress as early as possible.
Yeah.
And don't let it carry on throughout the day. Fine. Well, look, I'm not stressed when I go to bed. I'm not stressed anymore.
Good.
Right?
Good.
Well, no. Think about this for a second. When I get to the point where I can't sleep, the stress has happened before. It's like not happening at 11 o'clock at night. The stress happened at 11 in the morning.
Right.
And I've carried it with me.
Right.
Throughout the day.
Right.
That's the problem.
Right.
I don't let the stress kind of flow through and go away so that I'm fine by the time nightfall hits, you know, and it's time to go to bed. So I think that's the piece that I would recommend to everybody is find whatever mechanism you need to let it go. Oh, we could have Michaela sing Let It Go.
I have it on video.
She does like that. But that's it. So that's my little lesson on stress and weight and how it can impact you in a negative way.
Yes.
So that's all for tonight. Anything else from you?
One thing I forgot, we talked about Linda before. Linda's doing a 5K tomorrow.
Oh, she is?
Yes.
Just her? Is she doing it with people?
Her husband, her daughter.
Wow.
And two other friends.
Wow. Well, and I know at least two of those five people listen to us.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, they are doing a 5K. No, she's walking it. She's not running it.
Doesn't matter.
And she's like, but I have to, and it's like in like the neighborhood, it's like in her neighborhood. And so it's not too far. So she's like, man, I had to walk to the 5K. And she was all concerned like about the heat tomorrow morning. It's from 8 to 11. So, you know, we get shout out to her. So maybe they'll listen to the podcast while they're doing the 5K.
Like on a giant boombox. so it makes everybody listen.
Exactly. So yeah. So I told her, she told me, she's like, we signed up for a 5K. I'm like, really?
That's fantastic. Like,
that's awesome. So yeah.
Well, I'm going to pretend like it was us who got her out there.
I told her we're taking total credit for it.
Complete credit.
She's like, you can take credit. She said we could take credit. She said it.
Well, we appreciate what Linda does for us as a patron and Christine and Julie, your continued generosity has been awesome. So, and I have one thing to plug too. I have everything written out and now I just have to do a couple of recordings and I'm starting a quick cast. I'm calling it the Be Better Today quick cast. So starting July 2nd, when you get up in the morning, if you subscribe on, well, I probably will get up to subscribe probably on July 2nd. You can subscribe to the Be Better Today podcast. And every morning there will be a little bit of inspiration for you. We're going to do a quote and just a little bit of explanation around what that is and what it means. And I'm committing to doing it for the rest of the year. So I'm going to do about 6 months of it and then we'll see.
Now that you're like a editing God at it. You got
I don't know
job.
About that, but it's not going to have, so I'm not going to have music.
Right.
It's going to be bare bones. Like, yeah. I'm going to start the podcast and I'm going to tell you basically what up, the quote, a little bit, explanation, but it, you know, honestly, I started this podcast a little selfishly and I'm going to start that one pretty much
Isn't
selfishly.
Isn't that why, how all podcasts start?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No. But it's, you know, to get me motivated and, yeah. and in a positive light. And as part of my trying to figure out how to not be stressed.
There you go.
It's part of it is just kind of keeping focused and on what's important.
Agreed.
I lost my screen.
Oh, that's all right.
Well,
it's behind you.
But then I have to turn.
Oh, my goodness. Nobody you don't know it by heart by now? You don't have your glasses on. Maybe that's the issue.
Well, I don't. I mean, I have a lot of it memorized, but all right. So that's it. You've been listening to episode 39 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. On social media, you can find us at Fat Man Stories. Go to fatmanchronicles.com to listen to the podcast, see some blog posts, and sign up to know when what is happening and when. Please go to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe. Maybe tell a friend. And it's really important to us. It helps people find the show. If we can help even one person, I'm not sure why anybody would listen to this for so many episodes, but if we could, it's great. And if you could leave us a rating and review. The last I looked, we were up to 31 reviews. So 35 star ratings and that 3-star.
That's
pretty good. What else is going on? If you do want to become a patron, you can go to fatmanchronicles.podbean.com and click on that link. Oh, and while you're at fatmanchronicles.com, throw in a /shop and go get yourself some swag.
Swag it up.
Lots of Be Better Today stuff out there. So buy yourself a shirt.
There you go.
Or a mug. Got or it. Whatever you'd like. And get out there and be better today.